Hi, this is Catherine Rager of Let's Just Talk. You know, the American Legion commander, Charles E. Schmidt, a Vietnam War veteran, loves his country, but believes that America could do more to love those who have won the uniform and protect our way of life. You know, the American Legion believes that America has been a great nation, but we do believe that our country could even be greater. Schmidt, a retired Air Force officer, said the budget increases for the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense by the Trump administration are desperately needed steps in the right direction, but the global war on terrorism is far from over. And I want to welcome you to our show, Commander, and thank you for your service. And like I told you prior to the show, I'm an auxiliary member and proud one of the American Legion, and my husband is also a member of the American Legion. So let's talk today, if you don't mind, about your goals and what's happening and how to change things
well,
and what veterans are facing today.
Well, first of all, good morning, Catherine, and thank you for your service to the American Legion Auxiliary, the largest women's patriotic organization, and also the service of your husband. And we are truly honored to be not only a member, but the leader of 2.2 million American Legion heirs that has been serving this country since 1919, the organization. And believe in America and believe that those who have borne the battle, as Abraham Lincoln has said, that should be taken care of by a grateful nation. So that's what the American Legion has been doing 98 years now, Catherine, speaking up for Americans, their families, those veterans, and also standing up for our country, the greatest country, I think, on earth, our United States of America.
Right. And tell people that don't know what the American Legion, what the American Legion does, because it's so important. I mean, I am so privileged to be part of it. And after serving, you know, with my husband, with his company, with the military for over 41 years, and he was an Air Force guy before that, you know, I was privileged to be with all the different services all across, you know, the world,
right.
But not everybody gets to do that. So what do we do as a organization?
Well, as I said, Catherine, the American Legion was established in 1919, and this past March we celebrated our 98th birthday. You know, we're getting older, but we're also doing things a lot better of helping and advocating for veterans. The American Legion was established by the Doughboys at the end of World War One, and they were concerned about who was going to take care of their buddies when they went home. And, of course, the leadership in the American Expeditionary Forces under Black Jack Pershing was notables as Teddy Roosevelt Jr., who is considered kind of the father of the American Legion, and other officers, Hamilton Fish of New York, who later had a political career, and even there's Oregonian from my state, Lieutenant Colonel George White. And they were concerned about taking care of their buddies because, as you know, Catherine, any war, and particularly World War One, which is the first war that the U.S. had fought on a foreign soil, was a very brutal war, trench warfare, and frontal attacks up out of those trenches. And there's such lethality of weapons enhancement of wars that were introduced, the machine gun and chemicals and gases and massive explosives, aerial combat. And it left many of those doughboys physically and mentally harmed. So the question was to those leaders of the American Expeditionary Forces, who's going to take care of them? And as a result of those concerns, representatives from each of the American Expeditionary Force divisions met in Paris, France, on March 15th through the 17th of 1919 and discussed those concerns. And out of those concerns arose what we call the cardinal principles or the founding principles of the American Legion. And we recite these principles in our installation of officers ceremonies every year. And they are the rehabilitation of all disabled veterans, the care of the dependents of those who have answered the final call, the care of those veterans who are now suffering from wounds, disease, and want, and the education of our youth and service to our community, state, and nation. And as a result of that, those concerns, obviously the American Legion was born. And from 1919, March through November, the Doughboys recruited over 700,000 veterans to form the American Legion, and in just 8 months formed over 5,000 American Legion posts throughout the United States. So since then, they have, and of course we have inherited their legacy of Legionnaires of today, of serving veterans and their families and also standing up for a strong America. So we're in the communities. There's over 13,000 American Legion posts scattered throughout the United States. And, Catherine, we're also located in the Department of Philippines, which encompasses not only the Philippine Islands, Korea and Okinawa, and Guam, and, of course, Hawaii and Alaska is included in those areas, as well as Mexico and Puerto Rico and even France. And, of course, obviously France, which encompasses Germany and Ireland and Belgium and England and Italy. We're a large, I guess you could say we're a global organization of American Legion families and members and auxiliary and sons of the American Legion, of serving and continue to serve the veterans of our great country.
You know, why are you preparing to visit Europe? Is that because of it?
Well, it is. As you know, not only in Europe, we have been in the Pacific as well as those areas that I mentioned, Okinawa, Korea, Guam, Hawaii. We have large military presence there, American families, veterans. We consider anybody that's wore a uniform on active duty for one day as a veteran. And but every year the National Commander tours not only the Pacific but Europe and visits those American Legion families. But also we're there to honor and pay our respects on D-Day on June 6th for the great sacrifice that was made on those beaches, Utah and Omaha and Point du Hoc and so forth, just to remind and respect those who have served and certainly sacrificed. So it's kind of the things that we never forget, those who have served this country and certainly their sacrifices.
Where is the conference going to be this year for the American Legion?
I'm sorry?
I said, where is the national conference? Is there a national conference this year for the American Legion?
Yes, we had each year we have a Washington conference, obviously in Washington, D.C., where we discuss our legislative priorities. And Catherine, these are priorities that we believe is benefits not just Legionnaires, but all veterans. Priorities that we take, and each one of our members go to their respective lawmakers from their respective states. We sit down and discuss with them those priorities, and hopefully when they get either to the House floor or the Senate floor, that they will have a better understanding of what it means and why they should discuss it, debate it, and vote on it to take care of those men and women. We also have, at that time, the opportunity to testify those with those priorities in front of the Joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee to also enlighten them, because most of those priorities are coming out of those committees, and to give them an opportunity to ask us questions so we'll have a better position when it comes time when they come up on the floor, such as the appeals modernization bill and bills to give the Secretary of the VA greater authority to deal with those that employees that may not be performing up to the expectations of the organization. So
Well, I want to personally invite you, Commander, to the Air Power Foundation Skyball, because this year we are honoring every service. We're mm-hmm. the oldest foundation that supports actually Wounded Warriors and other Wounded Warrior programs, and mm-hmm. I'm on the council, and it's on November 11th this year. I don't know what you're doing, but we would love to invite you. So from this little auxiliary gal to you, an open invitation.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And where can people find more about the American Legion and the million program with veterans, which my husband is actually part of for the VA research, just to let you know?
Uh-huh. Well, Catherine, we have some great tools. Of course, technology is the thing of today. And we're on Facebook and also Twitter. And, of course, we have a fabulous website, www.legion.org. And you can go on that website and find out about our programs. For instance, where those career job fairs are being held throughout the United States, about our programs, the many youth programs, such as Americanism and the Boy State. Of course, the Auxiliary has their website, would have Girl State programs on there, and scouting, shooting sports, our oratorical contest, which is a speech contest of the United States Constitution, and many of our other programs. And also we have our legislative center on there where you can track those bills that we are working on and hoping that Congress will entertain. Also, you can sign up online as a new member in the American Legion, and it'll also tell you the eligibility of that. As you know, Catherine, we're chartered by Congress in 1919 as a wartime veterans organization. So there are a lot of things on that web page that can just about answer most questions. In fact, if you can't find what you're looking for, there's a way to find a local American Legion post near you. And if nothing else, find the address and drop down and visit them.
Thank you so very much for your service. Thank you for giving us so much information, which is really important to all of us, and to our veterans, and to their families, and to the active duty people that are out there. And thank you so much for joining us today, you know, during your busy, busy schedule, Commander. And Godspeed for you.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Again, thank you for what you do as being a part of the American Legion Auxiliary. As I said, the largest patriotic women's organization in the world, and we Legionnaires are really proud to serve with the American Legion Auxiliary.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.